Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In our lesson today, we hear the story of God speaking to Abraham and Sarah. And as we delve into the details of the story, we soon realize that it speaks to our hearts and lives and is applicable to our everyday walk of faith. In the first 11 chapters, which we are probably most familiar with in Genesis, we have the creation of the world, followed by the fall of humankind, and then the spread of sin and the effects in the world. But chapter 12 is different. There's a dramatic change. The focus is not on the world. It is focused on an individual. And God is going to renew and restore the world, but God won't do it alone. God will join with humankind. He's going to join with us, and us will work with God. God granted Abraham a whole land and descendants as far as the eye could see. God also promised that from among those descendants would come the blessing that would redeem the world from the fall and its disastrous effects. All people would be blessed through him. Abraham, he lived for a long time, advanced age, and he fathered the son of the promise. And that was Isaac, when he was almost 100 years old. So when God said, go, Abram went with neither a map nor deed, but taking Sarai with him. So God expected Abram to believe, not on the basis of his sight or feeling or deeds, burial insurance, or any other thing. God required Abraham to trust in him. To trust in him and only gave fruition to the promise when it seemed humanly impossible or hopeless. The word of God is confronted Abraham. And Abraham was told the promise. To know God is to trust God, to trust the Word of God without any evidence of fulfillment. Abraham preached this to Isaac and Jacob, and then Isaac and Jacob preached this to their own households. Since God never goes back on a promise, that's never, his words are also words for us. The Word of God abides forever. No matter how perplexing our path may be, no matter how forlorn, our hope is in the Lord. It never, ever goes away. Throughout the Bible, God continues to use human beings to bring God's kingdom near. Now, God called Moses from a burning bush. Later on, David was called to serve as a king. God called the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. God called Mary to be the mother of Jesus. Peter, James, and John, along with Mary Magdalene, Mary and Martha, were called to be followers of Jesus. Paul was called to be a missionary and a theologian. Throughout the ages, God has called people to specific tasks and particular ministries. God's call continues. It continues to us today. So, to what is God calling you? We might at first be tempted to be envious of people who have been called to a certain task. You kind of like oh, I wish I could do that, you know. Abraham was called to be God's special envoy to the world, the patriarch of the nation Israel. Abraham's call was not an easy one. He and Sarah had to leave behind their family, their friends, and their father's house. Mary was honored to be called the mother of the Messiah. But as a mother, you might remember, her life was difficult. She had to suffer the shame of being an unwed mother. And she went through the nightmare of watching her son die a horrific death, to name but a few costs. See, God's love is free. It is free. Our citizenship in God's kingdom and our membership as the family of God costs us nothing. But they cost Jesus everything. Our calls, however, are pricey. We have to pay a price. Different calls require different costs. Some costs are great, and some are small. We all pay a price in order for us to answer our calls. We leave family. We study long years. We work long hours. And sometimes our lives are violently cut short. God tells Abraham that God will bless him so that he will be a blessing to others. God proclaims the same message to us today. We are blessed as being a blessing. Human reason, it will not support our faith and confidence. No way. What makes us think that we have a blessing of God? We have neither power nor deed to it, but this is exactly why we trust in God. All he gave to Abraham was the word. Nothing else, nothing special, just his word. Not riches, not land, not a deed to the promised property, not even hope. So against hope, Abraham believed. The voice of God's promise assures us that we are blessed and a blessing to the nations. God wants us to know that he is willing to come down into our humble homes and this little church in Bourbon, Missouri. His words were written to us too. God treats us the same as he treated Abraham. Jesus, when reason shows us that all is lost and hopeless, that we are defeated, we're on the verge of despair, getting ready to slam the church door for the last time. But our Father comes to us in Christ. He comes to us in Christ to show us that he cares, that he really, really cares and has opened his heart to us. The one who raised Christ from the dead has sent Christ to bear our transgressions and to acquit us of our sins through his resurrection from the dead. All of this he did for each and every one of us. This faith believes that we are at the same table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of the living, not the dead. Just as Abraham, against all hope, had faith, and he went forward, not seeing, so we too, by the power of God, can have a faith that trusts God to reckon us as righteous before Him, although we really never see it. We have a God who sees and listens to our hurts, our problems, our sufferings and sorrows, our sins, our foolishness, and our wickedness. He listens as a loving Father listens. But He takes on our sin, not because He had to. He didn't have to do that. But He took it on for His own sake and for us. So Isaiah says, He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought peace. And with His wounds, we are healed. These are the blessings that God promised Abraham, a promise given to all the families of the earth and given to you and to me. You know, Lent is the time of the season, time for hope amidst of hopelessness that surrounds all of us. Our earthly Father sent His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, as possessing nothing and giving blessings to all the nations. He came not to possess a land of any kind, but to give Himself to those who are journeying with Him to the cross. With the promised blessings, we are still going toward our final home. Our final home is heaven. Even though we don't have a deed for it, we have hope in it. Because God has promised, just as He did Abraham. Our hope is Abraham's hope. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.